91X News.
It's minus 5 and cloudy at 1 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Justin Medvey. High school students are describing a chaotic scene at a suburban Toronto high school after a female classmate ran down the hallways knifing people this morning. Six students and two teachers suffered non-serious injuries, although two people were taken to hospital for treatment. Sergeant Bill Calder of Durham Regional Police says officers were called to Dunbarton High School in Pickering just after 8:30 in response to reports of a stabbing. He says the two staff members wrestled the suspect to the ground and held her down until police arrived. Police have not released the name and age of the female student, but say charges are pending. There's no information about the girl's motive. The school has been closed for the day as police interview witnesses. A pathologist testifying at the trial of an Ontario woman accused of killing her severely disabled daughter is suggesting the child could have suffered a seizure-related death. Dr. Michael Scrum, the first witness called by Cindy Alley's defense lawyer, prepared a report that reviewed the autopsy conducted on the 16-year-old girl, as well as her medical records. He says Alley's daughter, who had cerebral palsy and couldn't walk, talk, or feed herself, could have stopped breathing and suffered a cardiac arrest as a result of seizures. Alley has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder in the death of her daughter, Sinara. The teen died in a Toronto hospital in February 2011, 2 days after emergency personnel responding to a 911 call about a home invasion found her without vital signs. Over much of the past month, jurors have heard evidence called by Crown prosecutors who argue Ali murdered Sinara by smothering her with a pillow and then spun an elaborate web of lies to cover the crime. U.S. President Barack Obama has set lawmakers a plan for closing Guantanamo Bay and shifting its remaining terrorist detainees to the U.S., Mark Smith reports.
7 years after he first ordered it closed, the president says it's time to remove the stain that is Guantanamo.
Let us do what is right for America. Let us go ahead and close this chapter.
He says Gitmo's not just wrong, but a key recruiting tool for militants and costly. His plan doesn't choose among the dozen U.S. prisons studied, but estimates yearly savings of tens of millions of dollars. Still, Obama knows getting Congress to agree is a long shot.
The politics of this are tough.
But he says even in an election year, this plan deserves a fair hearing. Mark Smith at the White House.
A new study says the risk of road crashes rises significantly when drivers are experiencing emotional distress. Karen Chase reports.
Don't drive angry, because being in a bad mood can make distracted driving more dangerous. A Virginia Tech Transportation Institute study of 3,500 drivers found the risk of accidents rose 10 times when drivers were emotional, angry, agitated, or tearful. Two-thirds of the most severe crashes happened when drivers were both distracted and emotionally amped up. Speeding increased the risk of a crash by 13-fold. Touchscreens can also rob you of life-saving focus. Researchers concluded that automakers need to do more to reduce the temptation of distractions at the wheel. Karen Chase, ABC News.
As of January 4th, Hastings and Prince Edward District School Board students with head lice haven't been required to stay home until the problem is solved. Concerned parents gave their take on the matter at the board's meeting last night. Samantha Dunkley gathered a petition with just over 1,500 signatures against the choice. The parents say they were not consulted in the rule change and that dealing with head lice is no easy task. The school board made the decision to help students not miss class or be shunned by their peers, but also showed that keeping people home does not help infestation odds. Ontario's health minister wants to invest in Trenton Memorial Hospital, says Quinty West Mayor Jim Harrison. Harrison and other city officials met Health Minister Dr. Aaron Hoskins yesterday in Toronto at a Rural Ontario Municipal Association convention. Harrison says Trenton Medical Care has to handle the needs of senior citizens and veterans, as well as a growing population. This comes after a decision made by Quinty Healthcare to move day surgeries to Belleville General Hospital, while Quinty West has spent $5 million of taxpayers' money on Trenton Memorial. Harrison said the meeting went well, but it is unclear where exactly an investment will take them. The Quinty Wellness Center is back to business as usual after evacuation this morning. Around 10 o'clock, the smell of gas was reported to be coming from Rink A. By 11 o'clock, it was discovered the smell was coming from a Zamboni fueling station. That's QNET News on 91X to 108 in sports. Toronto Blue Jays general manager Ross Atkins is keeping his lips sealed when it comes to contract negotiations and trade rumors. Atkins addressed the media Tuesday at Florida Auto Exchange Stadium, a day after All-Star slugger Jose Bautista said he had given management his terms on any potential contract extension in an earlier meeting. After a breakout session in 2010, Bautista signed a five-year contract worth a guaranteed US $65 million. His 2016 option was picked up at $14 million, and he could become a free agent at the end of this season. Bautista said Monday he feels he's outperformed that contract. The Golden State Warriors remain on pace to break the NBA record for victories in a season. The Warriors improved to 50-5 and won for the 13th time in four games by downing Atlanta 102-92. Stephen Curry hit 5 three-pointers and finished with 36 points, 8 assists, and 6 rebounds. Curry says the team has bigger goals to achieve than becoming the quickest team to reach 50 wins in a season in NBA history.
We got a great chemistry and we're relying on that every single night, so you know, that's a special group in there. We understand the potential we have, but not get ahead of ourselves. 50 wins is great. Got to keep plugging away, staying hungry.
In local sports, the Quinte Christian Eagles are set to host the CASA A Senior Girls Championship this Wednesday. They had their fifth capture in a row of the Bay of Quinte Senior Girls Volleyball title last week after beating Bayside. In boys hockey, the Bay of Quinte Championships are scheduled for Wednesday and CASA is Monday, February 29th. To send us your team or league scores, email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. As for weather, the forecast for Belleville is mainly cloudy with a high of 0. Wind is northeast at 20 kilometers an hour. At 110, it's minus 5 degrees. QNET News is on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Justin Medvey. News on 91X is next at 2.